ABC.
So every week here on the Bernie and Sid Show, usually Wednesdays, today it's a Friday, of course, Newsmax, our favorite network, where I've hosted, and Bernie and I have both guested many times, provides us with one of their hosts, analysts. We've done them all. In fact, we've got Newsmax great host, Greg Kelly, on this station every day from 1 to 3 p.m. weekdays. So this week, we have a great guest. Bernie and I love this guy. He's been on this show many, many, many times. His name is Sebastian Gorka, and he is back on the Bernie and Sid Show. Good Friday morning, Sebastian. How are you, pal?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you are great.
It's a pleasure.
Nice to have you back. So, Sebastian, let's start with this, okay? Assuming we didn't know whether you liked the former president or not. We don't know that. We have no idea. You liked Trump. You didn't like Trump. Joe Biden, he's now been in office for the better part of about 3 months. How would you rate his performance so far?
you mean when he's not taking a nap or falling up the stairs?
That's right.
Air Force One.
That's right.
sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden is a disaster. He's been in office, as you say, less than 100 days, and everything's collapsing around our ears. In the history of border control, we've never had 170,000 illegals cross our border in March, and that's just what happened. Last year, it was 30,000 in March. What changed? One thing. My old boss, Donald Trump, left the Oval Office, and now a man who is clearly physically and mentally incompetent has the highest office in the land. Whether it is the disastrous policies he's brought in, killing jobs, whether it is the way that he was treated by China on U.S. soil in Anchorage when they bitch-slapped his chief diplomat.
That's right.
And he just stared at them. He just dribbled at them. It's a disaster. And, you know, I hope that, you know, most of the people who voted for him are getting that wake-up call that this is a man who is in control by the radicals like AOC, and in the meantime is just incompetent.
Yeah, I hope so, Sebastian. Hope we get some relief in 2022 if they don't pass this H.R. 1 nonsense and continue to steal elections. But let me just say this. Sebastian Gorka is on Newsmax TV. He's got a new show on Sundays. This Sunday it debuts. It's called The Gorka Reality Check. And it airs, let's see, it airs at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock, 7 and 10.
Correct.
And you've been subbing on Newsmax, doing a great job. I've been watching you. You're fantastic. And speaking of the drooling imbecile that is Joe Biden, he actually said yesterday during this gun control nonsense that the no amendment to the Constitution is absolute, is what he said. No amendment is absolute. I mean, obviously he's not running things himself. Somebody's putting this stuff in front of him.
Not only did he say that, not only did he clearly demonstrate his utter inability to understand what the word Constitution means, he also, when he was making his recommendation to put a radical anti-gun grabber at the top of the ATF, this is how cretinous or senile he is. He repeatedly, reading from a script, said, AFT.
AFT,
right. AFT? What is the AFT? He said the ATF, and then he went on to say, and there's this gun hole, this loophole in at the gun shows. At the gun shows, you can buy anything. Really? Not the gun shows I go to. Count me in. I want to buy an Abraham's tank the next time I go to the gun show. The guy is a joke. He's a clown, yes, and of course he's not running the show.
He is. You can follow Twitter, who's equally as brilliant on Twitter, as he sounds right here and looks on Newsmax, at Seb Gorka, at Seb Gorka. So he's looking to enforce these gun laws. We have shootings every day. We had this former NFL player, Sebastian, kill five innocent people in South Carolina yesterday, a former New York Jet. And I don't know, I watch these things all the time, and I always wait, 30 seconds for somebody on the left to talk about gun control. But for me, it's very simple. Crazy kills, no matter what, they're going to find a way to kill. And really the issue becomes the illegal guns. You cannot stop all this madness in this country until you get all the illegal guns off the street. And I got to tell you, Sebastian, there ain't no law in the world that's going to do that.
Well, look, if the laws change reality, there would be no murders in America. There would be no burglaries. There would be no fraud. Because if Joe Biden doesn't realize murder is illegal in America, but for some reason, people still do it, creepy. And then to see the Democrats, we had a law enforcement officer murdered 7 days ago. 7 days ago by a member of the Nation of Islam who rammed him down with his car, got out of the vehicle with a knife before he was shot down like a rabid dog by the Capitol police officers. What was the first thing the Democrats did? What did Ilhan Omar tweet? Oh, and if he'd had an AR-15, imagine how many people he'd killed. To exploit the death of a brave officer like Billy Evans, these people have no shame at all. They are soulless.
No, completely. And they exploited the death of another Capitol officer, Brian Sicknick, by putting him in the rotunda, lying in state, which, by the way, they didn't do for this officer for some reason. I mean, no consistency whatsoever. But we knew that already. They're hypocrites. They're liars. They're really, really bad people. But speaking of the gun laws, also, Sebastian Gorka, a lot is being made of the fact that Hunter Biden, the Daily Mail broke this story yesterday. Of course, we knew it before that story broke, the pictures and all the meth mouth and all that stuff. But he had a gun. He applied for a gun, got it, but he lied on the application, which is a felony. Then his sister-in-law, who he was hosing his dead brother's widow, is what he was doing. She stole the gun. So the two of them committed felonies. So if you want to start, controlling guns, start by arresting your son and your daughter-in-law. How about that?
Yeah, we have. I mean, I just retweeted Commissioner Bernie Kerik's tweet from literally 10 minutes ago before I came on the show. He has the photographs. He actually has the documents that Hunter Biden lied on. He has the federal background form that Hunter Biden signed to say, oh, I have no drug problem. If I had lied on one of those federal background forms, we would be in a federal pen right now. This man, why is it a British newspaper, that has to give us the truth about a man who illegally sequestered Secret Service protection when he was whoring and smoking crack in strip joints? If your listeners don't believe me, look at the Daily Mail's article. They have the proof. And why is it? I want to know this. This is the real big story here. He's sleeping with his dead brother's widow, who steals the gun from his truck and then drops it in a garbage pail outside a grocery. And what happens? The Secret Service show up at the gun store where he lied about the form to try and cover it up. I want to know who ordered the Secret Service, and I love the Secret Service. They protected me when I worked in the White House, but somebody told them to cover for Hunter Biden, and Americans deserve to know who it was.
There's no question. Sebastian Gorka, the brilliant Sebastian Gorka, Newsmax TV on with Bernie, and said, well, you went there, Sebastian. You mentioned a British newspaper. And the biggest story in the world right now is not Hunter Biden.
Yep.
It's not the border. It is that Prince Philip, just about an hour and a half ago, died at the age of 99. We need Sebastian Gorka's opinion. Are you sad? What is your feeling right now on his passing?
Well, look, I'm a legal immigrant to the United States, but I was born in the UK. I spent the first 23 years of my life there. I had a treasured item. I had a anniversary mug from the 25th anniversary, the Silver Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth's coronation. And I'll just say this about him. In an age of insane political correctness and cancel culture, this is a man who took the back seat, was dutiful, exemplified service to the nation, didn't give interviews to Oprah Winfrey, did his duty. And at the end of the day, the rare occasions when he did, he would sometimes let his wicked sense of humor slipped, and man, oh man, Prince Philip was not politically correct. He will be missed. God rest his soul.
Well said. He did serve admirably in World War II in the Royal Navy. I'll point that out. Sebastian Gorka is on the Bernie and Sid Show. He's got a new show on Newsmax TV on Sundays. It's called the Gorka Reality Check. It airs at 7 o'clock and at 10 o'clock on Sunday nights. Sebastian Gorka, let me ask you about this question. You were an advisor to President Trump. Of course, he's been banned from Twitter, but the statements are pretty effective. He's out there. He's vocal. However, Ron DeSantis seems to be ascending, and after the 60 Minutes hit piece on him, I mean, they really, really propelled him into the spotlight, and he looks better than ever. So down the line, 2024, you got people talking about it already. Who's going to run for president? What do you think of that situation? Who would you support at this point?
That's a beautiful segue. Thank you. I will actually be discussing that on my new Newsmax show, The Reality Check, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Eastern. Look, you've got to watch the president's CPAC speech again. I predicted he would do it, and he went there. He made the left collective head explode. He said, you know, in 2024, who's going to be in the White House? It'll be a Republican. Who could it be? I tell you what, he's going to make the decision. I hope it is the decision to run. Ron DeSantis is doing an amazing job fighting the deadliest export from China ever, fighting the coronavirus, fighting this fascistic concept of vaccination passports, pushing back on the fake news media. But Donald Trump is as vigorous as he was when I served him in the White House, and at least 74 million Americans want to see him back there. So let's all say a prayer tonight and make sure that my old boss makes the right decision.
All right. We have to go this place, too. We've covered so much here with Sebastian Gorka, Joe Biden, the death of Prince Philip, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis. I'm going to ask you to make a prediction, Sebastian, because you're a very, 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 very smart guy. Make a prediction for me. Does Matt Gaetz...
Just the accent, guys. Just the accent.
Well, you're right. That does add to it. I'm not going to lie to you. But Matt Gaetz, does he make it out of this alive, or is he going to jail?
Oh, no. Matt Gaetz isn't going to jail. I like Matt Gaetz. I consider him a friend. He's a regular guest on my daily radio show, America First. If you look at what's coming out, the evidence of the texts, the messages from this former DOJ lawyer to his father, the stories of attempted extortion, the fact that this is a story that doesn't seem to have legs, the fact that his staffers, his female staffers came out yesterday in support of Matt Gaetz to say this story doesn't hold water. I don't do predictions, but right now it looks as if the fake news industrial complex, the lying legacy media, is losing this one. And let me just point something out. Why is the media going after Ron DeSantis all the time, doing a hit job? Why are they going after Matt Gaetz? Why did they go after Jim Jordan with spurious accusations? There's something interesting that connects all of these people. Why do they go after Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert? Oh, because they're effective representatives of America First, because they're patriots, because they're doing politics in the mold of the citizen politician like Donald Trump, not the swamp politicians that we're surrounded by here in this fetid city that is Washington, D.C. It's more than just a little coincidence that the people who get hammered the hardest are the people who are patriots. So let's do something that's radical on the left. How about innocent until proven guilty, unlike people like, oh, I don't know, Brett Kavanaugh?
Yeah, or how about a little probe into or a media spotlight on, national media spotlight on Governor Cuomo, for example?
Oh, yeah.
But listen, Sebastian Gorka, again, the new show Sunday, this Sunday, 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It's called the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV. Last question, the corporate cowards, the Major League Baseball moving the game from Atlanta to Denver. I mean, are we doomed in this country? It seems like the left is really winning at this point. What do you think?
It's up to the corporations. It's really up to the leagues. My producer, Jeff, Mr. G, big sports guy, he nailed it when I asked him live on my show, why is this happening? because the young generation isn't watching sport. They try to change the rules of the game to make it faster, to, you know, get them off Netflix or YouTube or whatever. It's not working. So what have these people done? What have these scumbags, these managers, these leagues done? They said, oh, okay, well, you don't want to watch sports? We're gonna go to China. We're gonna pander to the biggest communist regime in the world that actually has labor camps, and we're going to pander to the Chinese market. And that's why they're doing what they're doing. Will they realize that these are American sports that were founded by Americans, played by Americans? Who knows? But right now, they're doing the go woke, go broke mantra, and they're going to pay a penalty. Americans are just going to keep switching off.
Well, you just screwed up my plan, Sebastian. I was going to ask you, I've got an extra ticket for the Met game tonight. You want to go with me?
Yeah.
I might be a bit busy prepping for my new TV show. Did I mention that?
Yes. No, it's going to be it's a great show, and we did mention it. And, Bernie, one more time, Sebastian's new show, what time?
It is 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Sunday, the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV, ladies and gentlemen.
Which we love very much. Hey, Sebastian, you're really great. You really are. We love having you on. Stay safe. Keep talking. Have a great weekend. Good luck on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
God bless you guys and your listeners. Thank you.
You too. That is the great Sebastian Gorka. Check him out, as Bernie said, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday night on Newsmax. Still lots more to do. Beat Bernie and Lauren Conn.